Okay, and this will be the second game of our regional matchup here of the boys here. We had an awesome game earlier. We had New Stew versus New Haven, and went into overtime, and New Stew won that game. And so they will be playing King Cove here at 7 o'clock. We're in for a good matchup right now. We got the Tenelian Lynxes against the Sandpoint Eagles. We don't know a whole lot about Fort Allsworth. All we know is that they've been growing, and so this should be a good matchup. As they've got the ball, Fort Allsworth's got the ball, passes it over to number 11, back to 35. 35 is...
They're going to need to set their they're going to need to set their defense up a little bit. They
back to 21.
Oh, there you go.
Sandpoint's playing good defense. And number two puts it up.
Oh,
three! So the Lakers will put three on the board, and that's number two.
Oh, wow.
Colton Burrett. Oh, and they just had another steal. The Lakers did.
They're pressuring. The Lakers are pressuring pressure.
All right, Sandpoint coming back up. Stephen Galvin's got it. Goes in for a layup. Oh, nice. 2 points. Nice. Stephen Galvin.
That was pretty good layup.
All right. Lakers are bringing it back down.
There you go.
Hustle. 35 over to number 11. Back to...
Oh, there you go. Good. That's good defense.
Sandpoint's got good defense. And it'll be Sandpoint's ball. Good job.
All right. All right.
We're looking at Sandpoint 2 and the Lynx is 5 in the first period here. In for 2 on the Lynxes.
Man. They're pressing.
Over to Brandon. Brandon's coming up court, going in the paint, and he puts it up for two. Brandon Smith. Carl Smith, sorry. Brandon is the his brother, the coach. Sorry about that. Lynx is coming in. Over the back and missed.
They're pressuring. The Lynx are going to pressure the ball handler. They're great.
Coming to scratch it. Pass to Stephen Galvin.
Anthony for three.
Anthony.
No good. Rebound, but ooh.
Ooh, we got a foul.
Yep.
That will be on Stephen Galvin. That'll be his first foul of the game. Tenelian's going to bring it in on Sandpoint's side.
If Sandpoint wants to get a little bit of good pressure, they're going to need to start
35 for the Lynx is bringing it down, passing over to 21. 21's on the out there.
Well, good
the outside
defense.
Is the
that
key.
Good. There you go. You got it.
Looking for somebody inside.
Yeah, nope.
Sandpoint's got a good defense.
There
pressure. And we got another foul.
And that's going to be...
I think it's going to be Anthony.
Yep. Yep, 5.
Number 5.
Oh, wow. Number 12 for Fort Allsworth just put the bucket. Put a bucket in.
And we got over to Brandon. Wild pass. Oh, up to number 5 of Sandpoint.
Parker, he's got the ball. Parker passes it to Anthony. Anthony's going. Takes a jumper. No good. Rebound by Sandpoint.
Summerless got it. Back over to Carl.
Carl's got it.
Carl's outside. Carl wants to drive in. Nope.
Stephen's
going to drive into the paint.
Oh, wow.
And put it up. Oh, and misses. And Tenelian rebounds it.
Anthony Webster wants to play defense. He's got him. Oh, all right. He's going back. Lynx are going to set their offense pace a little bit. Oh,
good. Oh, rebounded by Tenelian. Oh, spot there by Cumberledge. We're back to Tenelian. And it's going to be Tenelian's ball on their side of the court. We're looking at Tenelian 9 and Sandpoint 4. Very fast-paced game here so far.
Now this is what you call fast-paced.
Oh, blocked and nice by Carl.
And Parker's got it.
That was a pretty good block.
Oh my.
Parker steps out. They have good defense on him. He just could not work it up the court.
No, the Lynx are playing great defense. I never seen how great defense is like this, man. This is incredible. Wow.
Out to 21 of the Lynx.
All right.
22's got it.
21
outside. 35.
You want that ball. All right.
Over to 21. Out to...
If they want to get this deep, but they're going to have to
work
it
on the
play.
Working on the right side there. Back over to the left side on the out.
Nice pass.
Our right side.
There, just
back to the middle. Back to the left.
Wow.
Wants to drive in, but
nope.
Too much pressure from Sandpoint. Drives in.
Oh.
And puts it up for two.
Wow. Squeeze it right through the defense.
We've been kind of wondering how Fort Allsworth was going to be. We haven't played them for a while, and they are...
They're starting to play great.
They are showing some good
defense.
offense and defense.
That's pretty good.
Sandpoint gets the rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball.
And it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. So here we go. Cumberland, you know.
Galvin's bring it in.
We'll bring it in.
Right. Albert DeBrand. Carl.
Carl
to three.
Rebound by Anthony. Anthony still got the rebound. Helps him out.
Out to Parker.
There comes that defense.
Back to Cumberland.
Oh, what a nice teamwork there.
Beautiful.
Nice
2 points by Stephen Galvin there.
Nice communication by the good offense. That's
Alina's trying to bring it in. Oh, and they miss it.
Oh, there
and
we go.
And it's back to Sandpoint. As Cumberland, it's still good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they were running all over down there.
Man.
But it will be Sandpoint's ball.
Man, you got to give credit. Poor Allsworth is just going to pressure the defense. That's what they're going to do. They're going to pressure you.
All right, Brandon's bringing it up court.
Man.
Going to pass it over to...
Oh, he's got wide open
lane.
Oh, there we go.
Parker. And Parker puts it in for two. We're looking at Sandpoint 8. Poor Allsworth 11.
So you're getting a good... Good game, people.
Number 11 with Port Allsworth. Or 21, excuse me.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, a steal by Sandpoint. Cumberland needs help. Somebody help him out.
Come on, boys. You got to get help.
There you go. Carl's there to help him.
There you go.
Over to Cumberland.
Oh, nice.
Back over to Stephen Galvin. Oh, tried it for three and missed.
And here they go.
Parker tried to slap it away there, but back to Neelian, and they're down on their side of the court.
For Allsworth is playing, they're playing great defense and offense. They're wanting to get the
almost. Another steal!
Wow! They're just diving to get that ball from that player, man.
We're going to timeout.
For Allsworth calling timeout.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get a rundown of the starting five for the Lynxes. We have Trevor McGee, number 12. We have Evan Wardell, 22. We have Colson Moran, number 2. Jackson Davis, number 21. And Caleb Allsworth, number 35. For our Sandpoint Eagles starting five, we have Carl Smith, number 23. Number 13 is Anthony Webster. And number 55 is Edmund Cumberledge. And number 20 is Stephen Galvin. And number 24 is Parker Larson.
All right. They're coming out of the timeout, so let's see what they
It'll
got.
It'll be Sandpoint's ball. So. Cumberledge is going to inbound it to Carl.
Here comes
back
the pressure.
To Cumberledge.
Here comes that pressure. They love
over
that pressure.
Over to Stephen Galvin.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. Saved by Carl. And Carl puts it in.
There we go.
We're only looking at a one-point possession here with the Lynx is 11 and the Eagles 10. And Lynxes are working it down on their side of the court.
Sandpoint's not going to give up without a fight.
Number 2's going in, trying to drive it outside to number 21, who tries to put up for three.
Oh, man!
3 points for number 21.
And here comes that pressure. They love to pressure it.
Wow, are you kidding
me?
Anthony's under there. Good job, Sandpoint.
Just incredible pass.
Long pass to Parker and then into Anthony, who was under the basket there. So we're looking at 14, Sandpoint 14, and
That's Port Allsworth.
Port Allsworth 14
and
Sandpoint
12.
Right. Carl's bringing it up over to Parker. Parker's heavily guarded.
Help. What a steal by Carl.
Stolen by the Port Allsworth Lynx.
That is just incredible how they're going to steal the ball from you.
Number 35, bring it down the court. Going to pass it over to number 21 on the left-hand side. And he tries for three, and he's no good. Rebounded by rebounded by Cumberledge, knocked out by the Lynxes. So it'll be Sandpoint's ball.
They're doing man-to-man pressure. That's what they're doing. The Lynx are doing man-to-man pressure.
Bringing it up, Cumberledge over to wild pass to Parker, goes out of bounds. It'll be Lynx's ball.
They got to start communicating. Sometimes, if you know, that's how they usually need to know.
1:35 left in the first period.
Here we go.
We're only looking at a two-possession game here. Sandpoint is not out of it. They're playing hard.
They're going to fight and keep it up. That's what
over to 21 of the Lynxes. Into the paint. Back out.
Here we go.
Number two.
Here we go.
Driving it in.
No good.
Back rebound. Got the rebound, though.
Here we go.
Up to number two of the Lynxes. Into number 35. He puts it up.
Rebounded
by Sandpoint.
Wow.
And a foul.
That's Here we go. So here we go. Here we go. Carl's got the ball. Carl's going to push it. Carl's pushing it.
Oh, nice layup by Carl.
And we're tied. And we're tied in the first quarter. Here we go. Link's got the ball. They're going to look. They're going to look. They're thinking. Ooh, watch that. Watch your call. Uh-oh. Parker. Parker's got to watch the fouls. You got to keep his hands up. When you're playing defense, you always got to keep your hands up. So that's Parker's first foul. Here we go. Oh, there.
Oh, there.
Here we go.
Parker's got the ball. Parker's
coming
in.
Heavily guarded. Back over to Galvin. Back to Parker. Back to Carl. Carl's going to drive in and draw the foul. And,
man.
Almost get the point.
Got the contact play.
So Carl will be going to the line shooting for two. Very, very aggressive game here.
I'm saying it's pretty aggressive, all right. You never know how crazy games can be aggressive.
We're tied at 14-14 with 26.5 seconds left in the first period. First shot is up and no good.
Oh, here we go. Rice is coming in.
We got Rice coming in for subbing for number 22.
So Carl's going to try to get the first.
Oh, second shot is up and good.
Goes.
So we got Sam Point ahead by 1 point.
So, yep, here we go.
Lynxes are bringing it down.
All right, here we go.
Out to the right side. Back to the right. In the middle. All the way to the left.
Going for a
3-point. Going in, driving the paint. No good. Rebounded by the Lynxes.
And here's
out on the right side.
Three,
no good.
Oh, man.
Rebound. Oh, rebounded by Sam Point.
Oh, they're going to. Oh.
Woo. All right. Well, that ends our first period of a very aggressive game here. We have the Sam Point Eagles on top at 15 and the Tenelian Lynxes at 14, but we have lots of time left.
Yeah.
Lots of time left in this game, and it's a very aggressive game, and this is an exciting time when the Aleutian Borough Schools get to host regional. It's an exciting time. We love basketball here out in the Aleutian Borough, and we're excited to see what's going to come out of this regional tournament here. Our refs tonight are Joe Calver, and I didn't get the other gentleman's name. I'll get it here after the half, but he's out of Anchorage. One of the refs couldn't make it. He's trying to get on Penn Air tomorrow, so Joe Calver has stepped in to ref.
So here we go. Second
all right, here we go. We're
going to
start our second quarter here with the Lynxes at 15 and the Eagles at, or excuse me, the Eagles at 15 and the Lynxes at 14. The Lynxes are going to inbound it.
That point's going to try to. They're going to try to cut the pass.
Oh, wild pass! But back to the Lynxes save it. Working on the right hand side.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Into the middle.
Oh, you want
out for three?
No
good.
But oh wow!
Nice save by the Lynxes there.
Here we go.
Go into the paint.
Two points.
Number 12.
Here comes that pressure.
There comes Cumberland up.
The Lynx are pressing.
Going to pass it over to Galvin.
Now, what good defense.
Back pressure. Over to Parker.
Oh, Parker.
Parker's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Parker. Gets no rebound. Carl in. No good. And rebounded by the Lynxes.
Here they go.
Lynxes are bringing it back down on the right side.
Here it goes.
Excuse me, left side. In the middle. Into the paint there.
Three. Oh!
Nice.
Number two just got in the three.
So now we're looking at 19 for the Lynxes and 15 for the Eagles.
Here comes that pressure.
Oh, Steven got it.
That is just incredible defense to pickpocket him.
Steven lost it there, so we got the Lynxes again with it.
They're trying to set up. They're going to get up. They're setting it up.
Out to the left. Boom.
Oh, the rebound.
And a foul.
Man.
Oh, that's going to be Parker. Foul is on Parker there.
Yep, that's the second foul. All right, Parker.
Second foul.
All right, Parker. Just keep your head up, man.
The Lynxes have a total of four fouls, and Sam Point has two fouls. Or excuse me, other way around.
Beat 52 in the pole.
Oh!
Julius Rice got into the paint and scored two.
Here
we're looking at 21 for the Lynxes and 15 for the Eagles.
Oh, here comes that pressure.
And Anthony tried to put it up, and he got pushed outside.
Ooh.
He missed.
Here they go.
All the way down the court to the
Lynx. Parker almost got it.
Parker almost stole it.
That was pretty good defense by
Parker.
We're
looking at, two team fouls for the Lynxes and four team fouls for the Eagles. As the Lynxes inbound it.
Here it goes.
Heavily pressure down on their
crazy
court.
Man, they're just going at the defense. They just want to pressure them.
Number 12 is going to try to...
Anthony's going coast to coast. Oh, Cumberly.
Under the rim.
Here we go.
They tried to do something there.
Anthony's hurt a little
Anthony's
bit.
Anthony's coming up hurt.
Oh, man.
He got side swipe coming down.
Call a timeout.
We're going to call a timeout here. Man, check Anthony out. He got pretty
I never
got hit.
I never seen a high physical game like this in your entire life. It's win or go home situation, people. This is what regionals is. And by the way, it's March Madness. It means March here, too, people.
March Madness here out on the chain.
I know, man.
All us can have it. We can have it, too. So,
yep.
Cumberledge looks like he's going to stay in.
Yeah, just play through the pain, my friend. You always got to play through the pain.
He kind of fell on his butt there and came up grabbing his side there, but looks like Brandon's going to keep him in.
It's people. You never know. It's like you play through physical game. It's how you want to play blood. You have to play blood, sweat, through tears to win games.
If you are here in King Cove and you're not doing anything right now, I know it is dinner time, but you want to come out to a very aggressive
game.
This is one here right now.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
So we got 6:03 on the clock a little bit.
All right, Cummins is going to inbound it to Anthony down on
here comes the pressure.
Link is up to
Parker's
going to go for three. Parker gets
what
three.
What a big three by Parker. That was a big three they need. Woo.
Now Lynx is down on there into the court.
Here comes that
heavily
defense.
Guarded by Cumberledge.
Uh-oh.
Over to Rice. Rice is going to drive it in.
Oh, good.
By Carl. Nice.
That was good block by Carl. Here they come. All right,
Anthony's got looking.
He's
heavily
looking,
guarded.
He's looking for help.
I mean, he's helping out. Oh,
no.
He got tipped. Got it tipped out. He didn't get the help in there.
Well, yeah, it's all right. You never know. However,
Lynx has got it down on their side again. Number 2's got it. Back over to number 15. Back over to left-hand side.
Oh, here they go.
Trying to go in the paint there. Oh, no. He gets it tipped out, but back to the Lynxes. Number 11's going to go.
Oh, wait a minute. Wow, that was a crazy play.
Well, went into the paint there and got fouled, so he'll be going to the line for two.
So, yep, here we go. It's pretty crazy how intense games like this, people. It's like when you put back plays and stuff like
that. And that foul was on number 23, his first foul, and that'll be Carl Smith.
Looks like we got a substitution coming in for poor Allsworth.
All right, his second shot up and is no good.
Oh, here we go.
And we got a sub coming in here.
Here comes the substitution.
We got number 22 coming back in. It'll be Sandpoint's ball at the Lynx is into the court.
The Lynx are
Cumberledge is going to bring it up.
They're doing full court.
Back over to Carl. Carl's looking for help for Parker on the outside here.
Nice pass.
Into Cumberledge. Back out to Carl.
Carl
puts it up for three.
Nice
job, Carl.
And we're tied in the second quarter, people. Carl's hit a big three.
Lynx is, we got another foul.
Uh-oh.
Foul on Sandpoint.
Yep, and it's going to be, 20, second foul.
Steven Galvin's second foul.
Oh, Julius Rice getting there. But
outside, you're trying to three, no good. Rebounded by
Anthony.
Over to Carl.
Here comes pass
to Steven.
Uh-oh.
Oh, into Anthony, into the paint. Back out to Carl.
Carl wants to
Carl's going to go. Rebounded by... rebounded by the Lynxes. Okay.
Man, you got a rebounding battle on we're seeing people. Man.
Lynxes are going to go into the paint. Going to put it up. Oh, nope. Going to come back out for a
three.
No good. Rebounded by Anthony.
Anthony's got it. Here comes Cumberledge.
Cumberledge is pushing coming up hard. Parker was under there. Beautiful. Parker was waiting under the in the paint there and got the pass and got the 2 points. So that puts him ahead. Sam Point 23 and Fort Allsworth 21.
Here comes Fort Allsworth. They're going to try to set up a good play. Hang on. 35 for three.
Oh! And they answer back with three. Number 35.
So 23 to 24, people. Good game.
Anthony's got it. He's working it up, trying to get
man.
In. Over to Carl.
Carl's going in.
Carl's going in.
Oh!
Into Parker in the paint.
Whoa.
Back out to Galvin. Galvin's in the paint. Nice layup. That's what these Sam Points are doing. They're not afraid to drive in.
That's what they're doing.
Drive into the
paint.
In there, in the paint.
Ooh.
Oh,
jump ball.
Jump ball in it.
Sam Points ball.
Oh, we got a timeout, too, I think.
Yep. Brian Smith called a timeout.
Sam Points been not afraid to drive in where Allsworth's been wanting to shoot on the outside, and that was helping them out. But Sam Point is able to drive in there and get some good plays in the paint and some good passes, and guys are connecting and doing layups. And so
it's always kind of crazy in basketball. It's like you always never know. You cannot be afraid to drive into the paint. You want to get some good plays in there and then drive in to get the contact.
So we're looking at 3 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first half here, and we're looking at second quarter in the first half, and
here they
we're
come.
Looking at Sam Point on top by one.
Whoa.
And Stephen Galvin out four. Oh, and misses it. And it's going to be out of bounds.
So it'll be linked ball.
Here they come. Here comes number 35. Five, to number
out
two.
To the left. Looks, left corner.
Looks.
Wants to drive in, but no.
No,
looks like 21 in the middle.
Pass.
Back over to the right side.
Oh, 22 wants to pass it.
Play it on the outside.
Can block.
Up.
Well, pass it.
Number 35 is going to drive into the paint. Oh,
no.
And he's denied.
And that's going to
be a foul.
It's going to be on
Cumberledge. I think that'll be his first foul.
No, that's going to.
Yep.
It's fast.
Cumberledge's first foul.
So, yep. And number 35 for Allsworth will shoot for two. You know, it's always interesting, people. Basketball is always a crazy physical sport in how games are. So here we go.
First shot is up and good.
Good. So we're tied up.
Go for one more to
take the lead. So here we go, people.
He was hit pretty hard there and fell into the paint.
Well, yeah. Jeez, man. How physical games are.
Okay. Second shot is up. And
good. So the Lynx got the lead.
Cumberley's just bringing it up.
Here comes
passes it over to Anthony.
Over to
Carl. Back over to Stephen Galvin.
Stephen Galvin's getting pressure.
They're all working it on the outside.
Ooh.
Somebody's going to drive in. Carl says, I'm going to drive in and put it in.
Woo! And, man, back and forth, here we go.
Carl with the drive, put it in for two and got it.
Here we go.
Stephen's on the outside, working it in. Into the middle here, number 35. Back over to the left-hand side. Puts it up for three.
No good. Rebound.
That's a rebound.
Oh,
man. Denied by Sam Point. Bring it back out again. Tries to put it in. No good.
Oh,
rebound by Carl. Carl and coast to coast. And gets the foul.
Oh, man.
Carl was going to bring it up and got fouled. So.
They're going to just inbound it. So here we go.
That'll be
two.
Colson Varan for his first foul.
Here they go. Here goes
over to Galvin. Galvin's going to come in.
Galvin goes in.
Oh, no good. Rebound it.
Oh, but Anthony got it.
Anthony was running.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Uh-oh, here goes Fort Allsworth going on the fast break.
Coast to coast.
Yeah. Good, man.
Coast to coast there.
You got to know it's coast to coast when you're going for layup. Oh, hang
right,
on.
I got the Galvin. He's on the outside. Going to go for three.
No good. But rebound.
Guarded by Anthony, and he's under the. Oh, no good. Oh, Galvin got it again.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And it'll be.
Oh, man.
And that's going to be Stephen Galvin's third personal foul.
Stephen Galvin's third foul.
Man.
At that point, he's got to get a little bit.
They got to start playing smart basketball.
All right. Lynxes are bringing it down.
Here they go.
Got it on their side of the court, out to the left-hand side.
Here they go.
Working it in. Oh, back to the left. Corner, trying to drive it in.
No.
Too much pressure.
Oh, here goes.
Time for three.
That's a good look.
Number 35. He had the look there, and he said, I'm going to take it, and he made it. Three points.
That's what he's going to do. Oh.
Over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge is back. They're back up on standpoints on their side of the court. Cumberledge is needing help. Help me out. Carl's got it.
Carl's going to attack.
And Carl just drives it into the paint and puts it up for two.
So, all right. So, we're looking at
Lynx's 31.
Standpoint 29.
43 seconds left in the first half here.
They can still get a shot opportunity.
Lynx's are trying to go for the drive.
He
was blocked by Carl. Carl's working it up. Trying to go coast to coast.
Oh, wait. Basket interference.
Yep.
Cannot do that. Basket interference.
Yep. Hold on. We got something.
All substitution.
Basket interference there. Yep. The Lynx has touched the basket there.
So the game is tied, people. Here we go.
23 seconds left in the first half. Lynx has got the ball. They're working it around.
They're working it. They're working.
They're trying to burn some clock.
They
get two.
Nice.
All right. Standpoint's got to do something here. 8 seconds.
One shot. You only got one shot. Standpoint.
Here we go. Anthony's going to put it up for three.
And in the first half,
a shot.
Anthony Webster
just answers back, and we're looking at Standpoint 34, and the Lynx's are Port Allsworth
33.
We'll be back in about 5 minutes or so with the first half stats. So turning it back over to you, Austin.
All right.
Holy cow. That sounds like it's getting pretty crazy down there. Fortunately, we get great referees flowing in for these tournaments to keep everything fair, but they are also professionals, so hopefully they're keeping everything under control and safe out there, because it sounds like things are really starting to heat up. Great game so far. Ah, oh, wish I was there. We're going to play a song while we wait for the first half stats. Here's a new one by Sam Smith and Normani, Dancing with a Stranger, and then first half stats, followed by a word from our sponsors here on KSDP.
Okay, for your first half stats of a very intense game, we'll do the Eagles first. We have Carl Smith, number 23, with 14 points. We have Anthony Webster with with 5 points. We have Stephen Galvin with 6 points. And we have Parker Larson with 9 points. And for your Tenelian Lynxes, we have Trevor McGee, number 12, with 6 points. Colson Varan, number 2, with 8 points. Jackson Davis, number 21, with 3 points. Julian Rice, number 2, with 2 points, number 55. And Caleb Allsworth, with 14, number 35. Can you get the score of that game they were just talking about? What was the score? We're going to try to get the score of the girls' game.
Wait a minute. I can
Call it
real quick.
Yeah. Chris is going to go try to get the score of the girls' game here that's going on, too. We'll get that here to you in just a minute. 35-4 with the rookies on top. And they are in Togiak. And they are on top in that game. And I believe, I'm not sure who they're playing because I know their stuff kind of changed around too. But they are on top with 35 points versus 4. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get underway here very shortly. We only have 2 minutes left here. Again, if you are in King Cove and you're not doing anything, we invite you to come out to the second half of the Port Allsworth, Standpoint Boys 1A, District 5, Aleutian East Regionals. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a good matchup. We're going to have the King Cove T-Jacks against New Stew. Stu and New Haven played this afternoon, and that was a really, really good game.
That was a one heck of a game we have ever seen in my entire
life. New Haven came back, and it went into overtime, and New Stu took it. We're happy that New Stu made it in this afternoon. They were supposed to be here yesterday, but the weather didn't cooperate for them in New Stu. They were fogged in, and so we're happy that they were able to make it out today and play and come off with that and come off with that first win. That was very, very good game, as well as this game is too. And we know the next game is going to be another physical game.
It's win or go home, people. This is how basketball is. It's a physical game. It's all about win or go home to win these games, people.
So we're going to get ready for the second half here, and we have Lynxes. We have them ahead by 34. Sandpoint is ahead by 34, and Lynxes have 33.
Yeah, there we go.
So Sandpoint is our home team here tonight, and the Lynxes are our guest team. So
here we go.
We're going to get underway here.
So there's still plenty of time. I mean, still plenty of quarters to play, people. So this is going to be a good game, people. So just sit down and relax, and we will call.
Again, we appreciate the comments we get for our broadcasting. We get excited when we're able to do this. And we appreciate those people that listen in on KSDP, and we thank KSDP for allowing us to do this.
Here we go.
So the Lynxes will inbound it.
So the Lynxes are going to figure out either put the ball in, or they either want to get a good look.
They're trying for three out on the outside, going to drive it in.
And he got called
for traveling.
Yep.
That was big time travel.
Yep.
So it'll be Sandpoint's ball, and Cumberledge will work it down to their side of the court.
Here goes Cumberledge. Passes to
Steven.
Anthony second
ball. Try to put it up for three. Oh, and he misses, and rebounded by the
Lynxes.
And he stops.
Rebound.
But they get their own rebound.
Oh, man. They're fighting for the board. Wow. This is just crazy.
All right, Lynx has got it. It calmed down a little bit. There was a lot of fighting under this basket.
And he goes for three.
No good.
Rebounded
by
Galvin. Man.
All right, Steven's going to bring it down over to Cumberledge.
Here we go.
Cumberledge's going to drive it in and back out to
Anthony for three.
Oh! And he drains it. So Sandpoint answered back right away in this second half with a three.
Here we go.
Lynx has got it on their side of the court. They're working on the outside. Nobody wants to come in. Number 12 is going to come in. Number 22 under the paint.
Oh, wow.
And he gets it in for two.
That was incredible.
There was a lot of Sandpoint players under the key there. I don't know how he got in. Somebody's going in for the drive. Out to Steven.
Stevens needs help.
Steven's working it in.
Man.
Steven didn't get the help he needed under the rim there. So it'll be
and here they
ball.
Go.
And back in. They're going to try to drive it in. Getting blocked in the middle. Going to put it up. No good.
Ooh.
Rebounded.
Wow.
By Lynxes. Oh, and Anthony says, I'll take it.
I'll take that ball.
And so Anthony's going to work it back.
Carl's got
it to Carl.
So Carl's going to figure out. Gives Parker. Parker wants the three.
Rebounded by Anthony.
Yeah, push. You can't do that. Sorry, my friend. You can't do that.
And that'll be Sandpoint's first foul.
That'll be Anthony's second foul of the second half.
And that'll be Anthony's second foul.
Here we go.
All right, Lynxes are trying to work it on the outside.
Yep.
Figuring out who's going to drive into the paint.
Oh,
that was a bad pass, and Anthony got it.
Turnover.
And Anthony's going to bring it down over to Carl.
Carl, you can look. You got someone's open.
Over to Anthony.
You look who's open.
They're working on the outside.
There we go.
Over to Cumberledge.
Cumberledge is going into the paint.
Galvin's going to put it up for two, and nope.
Bad
and Anthony's
rebound.
There with the rebound.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. That's Anthony again, really?
No.
Galvin.
Steven Galvin's fourth foul. He can't afford to have him.
You want
Parker's giving pressure.
Here they go.
Lynxes are on the outside trying to pass it in over to number 12.
Well, I was looking.
Pressure by Parker. Parker's keeping pressure. They are not. Sampine's not allowing them in the paint at all. They're having to work from the outside. Oh, and he dives over the paint. Oh. Number 12. He was gonna. He was fouled, but
he was complaining a little bit.
Yeah. It'll be Sampine's ball.
Oh, here comes the pressure. There they come. They're doing the 3-on-1, man. They're doing 3-on-1. That's just incredible.
Carl's going in all the way. Oh, back out to Parker. Parker tried for the three, didn't make it, but Anthony was there. I'll put it in for two.
So you're looking at the score, Sampine 39, Fort Ellsworth 35, people. Here we go.
Fort Ellsworth still working on the outside.
They're still working their offense.
Sampine will not let them in the paint here.
They're still working the offense. They want to set something up. There they go.
Oh, and they get the foul.
Uh-oh. Is that going to be... I think that's on Carl. I don't know. I don't think it's on Carl.
Yep,
okay.
That'll be second. Carl's second foul.
So Fort Ellsworth will go
for two
for two. So this is the one thing
number
you always
do. First shot up and good.
So, yep. Oh, we got a substitution. And it's going to be... Galvin will sit out.
Galvin's going to sit out
with the fourth foul.
Second shot up, no good. Rebounded by Anthony.
Here they go. Oh, man.
Anthony's being heavily pressured, trying to bring it across sideline. Brings it across in for.
Are you kidding me?
He brought it across the sideline. Said, I'm just
kidding me.
And he did it.
That's a tough shot.
Anthony's trying to call for
still working. Oh, Nathan, they're going to try to answer back. Number 12 answers back with three.
That
for
was a big three for
the Lynxes.
Lynx, man.
Sampine working it back down. Anthony's got it.
Anthony said, I'll try it.
Oh, man.
But good
almost
thing.
Went out of bounds. Carl in. Oh, and Carl puts it in for two. Carl was standing there to paint, and Parker said, I'll give it to you, and he's put it in for two.
Well, yeah, man. All right, they want to set it up. They want to set
Lynxes are trying it. They're still working on the outside.
They're still working.
Oh, number 35 going to drive in the paint. Oh,
and
man. And he's in for two.
I'll just take it in myself, Carl.
We're looking at Eagles 55, or 44. Lynxes 41.
Yep.
And we're going to have a foul.
So, yep. And we got a substitution. Julius Rice will come in for number 12.
Julius Rice, he's their height.
Yep.
That'll be Fort Ellsworth, number 15. That'll be his first foul.
Oh, he pumped
Anthony said he's going to...
Are you kidding me? Pump faked him and shot him in.
And Anthony put it in for three.
Anthony said, I'll just take that in.
They're going to try to answer back with three.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going back threes and threes here.
Are you kidding me?
Carl's working it down.
Oh, no way.
Oh, he misses.
But rebound by
Carl. Carl's going to go in the paint and... Oh, man.
Uh-oh. But
Lynx
got it.
Lynx got the rebound. They're bringing it down on their side of the court, working on the outside, trying to get some point up here.
Here we go.
Let's try to go. Number 22 is going to try to go in under the paint.
Oh!
There was some miscommunication there. Sampine got lucky there. It was a wild pass. And they were able to manage to get it. Carl could put it in.
It.
Nope. And rebounded by the Lynxes. They're bringing it back down this side of the court. Coast to coast. But he stopped.
Number 12 is going to come in for Julius Rice. Just take a seat, my friend. I'll take care of it.
Okay, Carl's going to inbound it to... Cumberledge, back to Carl.
All right, here we go.
Back out to Anthony Webster.
Anthony had the hot hand.
Parker says, I'm right underneath the rim, and I'll put it in. So Parker answers back with 2 points.
So the score is 49 to 44, people. Sampine has the lead.
All right, the Lynxes are bringing it back up.
And wants a timeout. Lynx won a timeout.
So we're looking at 49 for the Eagles and 44 for the Lynxes, and we only have 1 minute and 58 seconds left in the third period.
Man, I got to say, this is one heck of a game. We got good 3 points, back and forth 3-point shots, and good put back tips in and good looks, people. This is what regionals is. It's pretty good, people.
Both teams doing really good passing, really good teamwork. Should be a good matchup here.
Yeah, no, this is a good matchup, people. If you're around King Cove, come to the game. This is a good game.
Nice to watch these games where they're evenly scored games. They make it really, really fun. So.
Yeah, it's making it crazy, like clutch situations and stuff, people. This is how it is.
Okay, the Lynx are going to inbound it.
Here we go.
And they're working on the outside of the court here.
They're going to work. They're going to set something up.
On the outside here.
Number 12 goes for three.
Number 12 is home.
Number 12 is home.
That point's only up by 2 points now. Carl says, I'm going to come back down. Going to pass it over to Anthony.
Oh, man.
Back over to Carl.
Carl's got it.
Carl's going to go into the paint. Back out to outside. Oh,
man. Almost had the
number three
opportunity.
I'm not sure who that is for Sam Point. It's not their roster.
It's Maddie. It's Madden. Oh, some guy.
I'll find out who exactly that is. He goes for 2 points, and he misses the first one.
It's Madden, like some kind of, that's his name.
Oh, and he gets a second shot.
What a big shot right there.
Oh, and he's going, oh, that's right, he was shooting for three, so he gets another shot.
Yeah, he got contact right there. Here we go. Try to complete the three-point play. No good.
No good. All right, rebounded by the Lynxers. They're going to bring it back to their side of the court. Going to drive in. Out to the outside, go for three.
Oh.
Good, rebounded by Parker, back to Cumberledge.
Cumberledge just got it.
Oh, Cumberledge, nice bring help. It back down.
Nice help, Parker. Here we go.
Looking for help on the inside.
Oh.
Tried to get it to Anthony Webster on the inside there in the paint. And
here we go.
And it went back to the Lynxes.
Oh,
on the outside for three.
Webster's back to three.
It's a tied game here.
And we're tied, and the Lynx came back.
Anthony's working it down, working in the paint, gonna put it up for two.
Oh, it's no good.
Here we go. Rebounded by the Lynxes. They're going
forward
on coast to coast.
Okay.
Passes it out to the outside. That's number 22. He's gonna go into the paint.
Oh, man.
And he gets a foul.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Pretty good contact right there. Got him on the jaw. So that's gonna be Carl's third foul. That'll be Carl's third personal foul.
Number 22 is gonna go first shot. Is up. And no good. All right, here we go. Second shot.
Second shot opportunity. The second
shot
is up.
And
no
it's
good.
Good. Rebounded by Carl.
Carl's got it.
Carl's all the way down to number three.
Uh-oh.
Back out to Anthony. Anthony says he's going to try to put it in.
Oh man.
But he's going to get.
Got him in the arm.
He's going to go to the line for three.
But he's in the painting area.
And that'll be the second foul on
number two
of the Lynxes. So Anthony's going to go to the line and shoot two.
Anthony will give Sam Point the lead. Second shot's up. Good.
All right, got one more shot up. Sam Point's on top now by one.
All right, here we go.
Bring it to a two possession.
So here we go.
Second shot is up, and
no good.
And rebounded by the Lynxes. 30-some seconds left in the third period.
20 seconds left. You got to hurry. Got to set something up.
22's working on the outside of the Lynxes. Back to cross court to number two. Almost went over the timeline.
Uh-oh.
And number three is going to foul.
Yep, that'll be his first foul.
We'll find out what number three is here at period here.
Oh, they're beating him in the
number 22's under the paint. Back out to number 12. He puts it in.
No good.
Rebounded by Anthony.
They got one.
Got 10 seconds.
They
to
can
bring
get
it
one
down.
Shot.
Carl's got it. All the way to Parker.
Got to hurry.
Somebody
shoot it.
Back out to Anthony.
Oh, man.
And that is the third period.
We got ourselves
51-50. Can you find out who number three is?
Yes, I'll make sure.
So we'll take a minute here to go to, well, we could thank some of our own sponsors here. Again, we want to thank KSCP for allowing this broadcast to be done. We also want to thank the Aleutians East Borough. We want to thank the cities of King Cove and Sam Point. Number three is Maddie. Number Madden? Madden? All right. Okay, we're going to get underway here with our fourth period here, the final period of this game. And very close game. We're looking at Sam Point, 51, Fort Allsworth, 50. All right, it'll be Sam Point's ball.
So here we go, people.
Cummins will inbound it to Anthony.
And the fourth quarter begins.
Here we go. Anthony's working it down.
Carl
to Carl.
Carl wants
to
three.
Nice job. All right, Lynxes are going to bring it back up. They're working it up outside court.
They're setting it. They're setting it.
Almost lost it, Anthony. Almost had it there.
Ooh.
Number 22 is working it. Pressured by Anthony. Lots of pressure.
Ooh, man, they're pressuring him.
Number 12 going in the outside paint. Number 21 is going to put it up.
Number
three.
Yeah.
They're back with three. So we're still looking at a one-possession game here. Sam Point on top. Anthony's going to bring it down.
Anthony wants to bring it in. There you go.
Over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge working the paint. Out to Carl.
Carl wants it.
Carl misses.
Man, Carl.
And rebounded by the Lynxes. They're bringing it up.
They're slowing the pace.
On the outside there, into 22. Going to work it in the paint.
Oh, my.
And he puts it in for two.
Aye.
So we're looking at the Lynxes ahead now by one.
Yep.
So Cumberledge is bringing it down.
Ooh. Almost got a steal.
And it's knocked out by the Lynxes.
Julius Rice is coming in for 12. Here we go.
Lots of time left.
Still plenty of time in the fourth quarter.
Over to Carl.
Carl's got it. Pass to Anthony. Anthony's got the hot hand.
Anthony's going to drive it in.
Oh! He was trying to look
and
for
Steven was right there with the assist.
Ooh, man.
And
we're going to have a...
I think we're going to have a foul.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's Anthony. Five.
White. Anthony's got a foul there.
Yeah,
so
that's his third foul.
So he's got to watch his fouls if he wants to keep this game in.
So here we go.
Okay, the Lynxes are bringing it up.
Lynxes
timeline.
Oh, almost steal.
And Anthony was there.
Anthony was reading it. That was a good read right there.
Yep. Almost a steal there.
Yep.
He's always and got the Lynxes will inbound it again.
Here we go. Oh, beats
it. Defended by Rice. He's right there.
Oh.
Rice put it in. No good. Rebound. Puts it back in.
Oh, man.
And Rice answers back with two.
So you're looking at the score. 57-54. The Lynx are up 57. Standpoint, 54.
Ball going in the paint. Denied.
Oh, what a save.
By Rice. Checked it.
That Lynx was
will bring it back up.
Here we go.
All the way on the outside.
Ooh.
Cumberledge knocked it out. Lynx still got it.
Ooh, wild passes.
Wild pass, I've seen.
Here we go.
Lynx is bringing it back. He's trying to work it in.
Uh-oh.
Heavily guarded.
No.
That's going to be Parker.
Yeah, Parker. And they're in the bonus.
Well, the Lynx is winning the bonus now. They'll shoot every time there's a foul. That's Parker's third foul.
Yep.
So you got
watch.
Looking at the Lynx is 57, the Eagles 54, and the Lynxes are in the bonus. First shot is up, good.
Yep.
So that's 58-54.
So there's still plenty of time on that clock. It's not desperation time yet. You still got plenty of time.
Second shot is up,
and it's good.
And it's good. So that'll be 59-54 on top for the Lynxes.
So there's still playing time.
Carl bringing it down.
Still playing time. Carl wants it.
Carl answers the three. No good.
But rebound
and
by
rebounded
the
by the Lynxes.
Here they come.
Parker was there.
Oh, no.
And Anthony reached in and gets the foul.
Oh, darn. That's going to be a Oh, no.
That's
fourth.
Anthony's fourth
and
foul.
And we're going to the bonus.
And we're in the bonus again here.
Oh, no.
So the Lynx will shoot again.
Yep. It's hard. It's hard, people. Here we go. Two shots.
First shot is up. And it's good.
Good. So 60-54. Lynx are on top.
Second shot.
All right. Second shot is up.
And it's good. So we're looking at 61-54. Sandpoint's got to play smart here.
Sandpoint's
got a couple of players with four fouls already.
They got to watch their fouls. They
got
to watch
Carl's
it.
Carl's got it.
Watch your fouls.
To Anthony. Anthony in for two.
Woo!
There you go. Anthony drives it into the paint and gets two. So we're looking at 56-61. Lynx on top. Out to Rice. 65. He's going in the paint.
Oh.
He puts it up. Carl denied him. Oh, and Carl almost saved it.
And it's going to be...
It'll be the Lynx's
ball. So, yep.
Carl denied that.
That was good to know.
Oh, wow. Oh, and they tried to rush right in there, and Sandpoint was there.
Sandpoint, no.
Out to Carl.
Carl's looking. He wants to do a side of three, but no, not yet.
Cumberlidge is going to drive it in.
Oh.
All the way up to Parker.
Parker's getting pressured.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh.
It's all right, man. It's all right, man.
Sandpoint had a little bit of a wild pass there.
Still got
other hands. It'll be Lynx's ball on their side of the court.
Still got 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They could still get it going.
Out for three and no good. Rebounded by Steven.
Here we go.
To Cumberlidge.
Here we go.
Lots of time left. Oh, my. Uh-oh. Nice. Wild. Tried to be a save there. Oh. Oh, my. Oh, there we go, Anthony, or Galvin.
Galvin
got it. Was pressured under the, in the paint there, and he put it in for two.
So it's 58-61. Sandpoint is trying to carve into that lead. They're not giving up without a
working fight. On the outside. Oh, bad pass. Oh, here we go. Steven Galvin got it over to Cumberlidge.
Cumberlidge got it.
Cumberlidge is slowing it down. Slowing it down.
All right.
All right. Out
by
Brandon, Brandon's calling the timeout. Wants to slow it down a little bit. Regroup. Sandpoint's only down by three.
Yep,
we've seen them put up a lot of threes tonight, so that lead can tie really quick here.
This lead can shrink real quick, people. This is how basketball is, people. You never know what clutch situations and overtimes is, people. We've seen New Halen and New Stu played in them overtime. They came back. New Halen came back and tried to get this game closer, and they forced overtime, so that was the first good game we've seen. So let's see how this goes.
I think Brandon's telling his guys we got to watch the fouls.
Uh-huh.
We've got, like I said, we got two guys that are.
If I'm Port Allsworth's coach, I just wanted to slow down the pace and slow down the game because we have the lead. So we just need to slow our offense down and get the ball into the rim and get rebounds.
Okay, here we go. Sandpoint's got the ball. Carl's bringing it across to Parker.
Parker's thinking, but passes to Anthony.
Anthony's in the paint.
Oh.
Puts it up. Cumberlidge. Foul.
Oh, Cumberlidge is getting, he got fouled. Looks like they're setting up a play. Here they go.
Oh!
And one. Yep, got hyped, all right. Oh, yeah, chest bumped by the Lynx.
I think that's on Cumberlidge. So he got the 2 points.
Oh,
yep, Cumberlidge has got two fouls. So number 12 with the Lynx has got the 2 points plus one shot. And no good.
Oh, wow.
And rebounded back by the Lynxes.
They're going to slow it down. They're going to slow down the pace.
They're going to run some of the clock out here.
That's what you got to do when you have the lead. You're the lead. Uh-oh. Here comes that double team. And they love it. Uh-oh.
Oh, and he puts it in. No good.
Rebounded
by Anthony.
Anthony's got it.
Oh. Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
Whoa. Woo. That got saved by the ref there. Carl tipped it in. And Sandpoint got it.
Oh, my goodness, man. A lot of diving on the ground, man. Are you kidding me? This is what hustle plays are, Dad. Those are the hustle plays.
Yes, they are.
This is what regionals
do. All right, Sam Point's got the ball.
Man, oh,
here
we go.
A lot of scrambling on the ground.
Those are the hustles. Oh, Brian wants to call a timeout.
Brian's going to call a timeout here to regroup again.
They want to regroup. But, man, those are just the hustle plays. Those are just the hustle plays. They want to get the hustle play, and you got to dive in for that ball, and those are the plays you got to grab because it's win or go home situations or in clutch situations. This is what games are because this is what the game is. It's win or go home situations.
Yep.
This is what the game is.
All right. I think the pulled out what the coach is probably saying. If we get the ball, just kind of run the time down.
Yeah.
They know that
if
Sam Point's in foul trouble.
So if I'm Sam Point, I want to just get the look that I want for my players. Just either get a good look
all
three.
All right. Here we go.
Or
Galvin's
going
to inbound it to Carl.
Carl
looks, but no. He's thinking about it. Parker's on the outside.
Here we go.
Anthony out there in the paint.
Oh,
he gets fouled.
Anthony got fouled, and he will go to the line. Yep.
Anthony's going to go to the line for two.
So, yep. That's going to be number 22. That's his first foul. So he'll get two shots.
Okay, Anthony is going to go here for two. First shot is up. And good.
Woo.
So 59-63. Anthony can cut into the lead here.
Just cut into the lead by one more.
And second shot is up.
Oh,
and
no.
Good. Rebound is all by.
No. That's Galvin. So Galvin's going to have to sit for the rest of the game.
Galvin fouled out. So Galvin did an amazing job tonight.
So all can Galvin do now is just support the team on the bench.
It's all right. He can still
help out and support this team by just helping them out, getting them support.
All right, so the Lynxes are still in. Actually, both teams are in the bonus now.
Yeah.
So the Lynxes will shoot here.
Here we go. First shot's up.
No good.
Good. So Sam Point has some life. Still fight.
Still got 3 minutes and 14 seconds left in the fourth period. So
here we go.
First shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Carl.
All right.
Over to Cumberland.
Cumberland is going.
Back.
He didn't make it. No. But they're going to set it back. They want to settle down.
They're going to settle down.
See, look at that.
They're settling it down. They're going to run some timeout.
So, yep, just run it down. They're giving
Sam Point's got to play smart here.
They're going to keep, but they're playing keep away. That's what they're going to do. They're going to play keep away a little bit. Run some of the time. Oh, man.
Going in the paint there. Nope. They're going to run some time off the clock here.
There you go.
Sam Point's got to play smart.
Do not foul. You've got to just cut it.
Just playing hot potato here.
That's what they're going to play is keep away. That's what the game is, that keep away.
And there we go. Anthony gets a foul.
Man, what a big.
I think Brandon wanted to call there that it went over the timeline.
I think he
backcourt violation.
No. Yeah. All right. So it's 12. 12. That will be. 15.
Carl's talking to the.
Brandon's talking to the coach.
I mean, to the refs.
Yeah, the refs. Sorry.
I think it was a backcourt violation, but they didn't catch it.
They didn't catch that backcourt.
Okay. So Anthony's going to go to the line and shoot for two.
He just needs to get that lead a little bit closer. Just cut into it.
First shot is up.
No good!
My. And rebounded by the Lynx. He gets two shots.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're both in the bonus, so.
Yeah.
The Lynx has kind of jumped the gun there.
Yeah.
All right, so he's got Anthony's going to put up his second shot.
All right, here we go. Second shot is up.
And good! All right, so we're only looking at a three-point lead by the Lynxes here. So
we got a three-point. We got a three-point game, people.
If they bring it up,
here comes Fort Osworth. Oh, Cumberland's good.
Cumberland's almost filling away.
Oh, no.
Cumberland's just going to come in with the foul.
And that's going to be
his fourth foul, I believe.
And they're going to the bonus again.
Yep. No, third foul.
Yep.
Cumberland's just third foul. So
we've got to watch one more.
And the Lynxes will be in the bonus here again.
All right, here we go.
Going to get two shots. First shot is up. And good.
Yep.
So 64-60. with 2:11 left in the fourth period here.
Yep. So here we go. Second shot he's going to take. Second shot is up. No good. Rebound by Carl.
Carl. Over to Cumberledge. Back to Carl.
Here we go.
All the way out to Parker. Back out to Anthony.
They're going
to
need to start scoring quick.
Anthony going to put it in. Good. Rebounded by...
Oh, man.
And it'll be Lynx's ball there.
You got 1:58 left on the clock. You got to start preparing to play some pressure, boys. This is what the game is. Here we go.
Driving it up. Lynx, they're trying to waste some time off the clock.
They're playing keep away.
Sandpoint's got to be careful.
You got to watch your fouls. Watch your foul.
Oh, no. I think it's on Carl.
It's going to probably, no, it's going to Parker. It's going to be Parker.
Parker's fourth.
Yep.
Foul.
Oh, no. One more foul and he's done.
All right. So the Lynxes will go to the line and shoot for two. First shot is up and good.
Good.
So that brings us 65-60 with 1:37 left in the fourth period.
Yep.
Second shot is up, and it's good.
Here we go.
66-60. They got to go inbound it back to Anthony.
They got to start scoring quick now. It's now or never.
Anthony's going to drive in coast to coast.
Oh, no.
Good. And rebounded by the Lynxes.
He was complaining a little bit of a call.
He wanted a foul, but there wasn't one there. Lynxes are going
to...
They're going to waste some time here again now with only 1:15 left.
Want to start, need to start pressuring the ball handlers. Here they go. Oh, they're
just
playing.
Going to pass it around the horn here.
Yep.
1:01 left.
Oh, what good defense by Maddie. That's good.
57.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Oh. Maddie's got the foul to draw, though. So.
He's
got
to have to foul. I'm sorry, but you guys have to just keep the game a little bit to try to at least miss some shots at the line.
All right, so... The Lynxes will shoot for two. First shot is up.
Good.
And good. So 67-60 with 53 seconds left. Next shot is up and good. So we're looking at 68-60 with only 50 seconds left. As Cumberland tries to bring it back down to Carl.
Have to start scoring quick now. It's now or never.
Carl says, I'll put it up for three.
Oh,
no good. Rebounded by Parker. Parker puts it up for two. No good. Rebounded.
Whoa.
Oh. By Cumberledge. Oh.
It's still going to be
Sandpoint's ball. Cumberledge tried to pass it and hit a Lynx player and it went out of bounds.
Get a good three.
There it is. Carl says, I'll try. No.
Oh, no
short,
good.
Way short. Put in by Anthony for two.
Here we go.
All 62-68.
Uh-oh.
I had to start doing some. Wild pass, and was there.
Oh.
Win coast number 21 with coast to coast, got 2 points. So 70-62, wild pass there by Sandpoint, trying to bring it across the timeline to Cumberledge.
And
out to Anthony. Anthony says he's going to put it in
for two.
No good.
Oh.
Rebounded by the Lynxes.
So
we're going to be over here.
Yeah. Oh.
Very, very intense game.
Yeah.
Sandpoint should not hold their heads down.
Don't keep your heads down.
I believe this is double elimination.
Yep.
So they've got a chance to work back up on the loser's bracket. With the final score of the Tenelian Lynxes 70 and the Sandpoint Eagles 62, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be coming back with the T-Jacks playing the new Stew, and that's going to be broadcasted by Amy Mack. So, again, we appreciate allowing us to broadcast, and we will be back on the air, me and Chris will, sometime tomorrow. So, but please stay tuned for the next game, the T-Jacks versus New Stew. All right, turn it back over to you, Austin. Thanks.
Thank you.